Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. And it's the Grilling Guys, and by golly, this is our June 1st edition. We are almost halfway through the year, and summer is upon us. It is grilling season, baby, and I am looking forward to firing up some of those pieces of equipment that I haven't used yet this summer, but we'll get to that in a minute. But we're going to focus a little bit on the deck this week, Bob, aren't we?
That's right, Jop. Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking a little time out of your schedule to sit down with a couple of meatheads and think about smoke and fire. And, of course, a nice chunk of meat.
Right. And laying out your deck. Maybe we're going to, not on it, but laying one out like you might want to build one or update one.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But speaking of meat, I had the meat catastrophe this week. I had the chest freezer die on me. Wednesday night, I went out to pull something out of the freezer going to have for dinner. When I got home, everything's thawed out. There's water in the bottom of the freezer. And
well, didn't it smell good?
It you know, honestly, I was fortunate that way because I vacuum seal everything I put in the freezer. So I had a lot of moisture in the bottom. And things, and I had a little venison in there that was wrapped in paper that had a little blood coming out of it. But most of the stuff is vac sealed. But man, that is such a disheartening thing. I pull it all out. I took pictures of it, and you know, going to turn it into my insurance guy and probably get 5 cents on a dollar, whatever it was. But I mean, I literally had 10.5 inch porterhouse in there. Sobeys, you know, cut me a deal. He cuts me a whole loin and I come home. So you have them so you don't have to run to the store, you know, all of that stuff. A lot of smoked meats that it's just gone. You just don't know what's inside and I don't want to risk it. And you know, and hey, guess what? The shiny side of that issue is I get to make more and I can put it in there. But the raw product and the seafood and all the other stuff that was thawed out, it's like dumpster, here we go. But anyway, you know what? It happens. There's worse things in life than me losing a freezer full of meat. But
yeah, I went through that.
Yeah, I know you did.
So this week, I don't know, Wednesday or Thursday, I was in Mount Pleasant. I have my real job, of course, is working for Carrier, and I set people up, and I've got this dealer in Mount Pleasant called Custom Heating and Plumbing. Well, their service guy, a bunch of those guys raise cows. They raise beef. So Jimmy Willoughby says, hey, you know, he tells me how he fattens them too, and I can't say it on air because it's kind of a secret, and I'm dying to try it. But so he said, hey, I got three cows going in. You want one? Sure. So this week I went over to a place called Smith and Sons Meat Processing in Mount Pleasant, picked up my cow with my great big white cooler.
A half or a whole?
A quarter.
Quarter, okay.
Just enough, about 100-some pounds. And picked up some of their homemade bacon. Neat little place in Mount Pleasant. If you want some good meat, it's called Smith & Sons, and it's a wonderful place.
But a processor, too.
It's a cattle gate in the back, retail door in the front. So
you aren't going to get it much fresher than that, are you?
That's right. So, but they had some awesome jerky, and I bought some of their homemade bacon. It was like $5.99 a pound. Wow. It is gorgeous. Yep. I had some for breakfast this morning. But that was kind of nice. Last weekend, I went to North Carolina with the brother-in-law's weekend, and that's 4 days of 10 guys hanging out at a cottage on the big, beautiful Lake Gaston, which borders Virginia and North Carolina. Well, my brother-in-law's retired. He sold his semi dealership, and he's got nothing to do but sit around and talk about his money. And I mean, count his money. And he's got a, you know, the big pontoon boat and the wave runners and all this stuff. So it's a great place to be. But the guy can be kind of cheap. So he, I complained about this last year. He bought a new grill because I told him he needed one. And he went and got the dinkiest Weber he could get. So there's 10 of us trying to eat off this little bitty Weber. It's dang near a tailgater.
Right.
Right. And, of course, you know, who gets to grill?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So pull it off. It's like he could have put a giant Wolf or, you know, he could have put a Kalamazoo grill
right,
in.
Right, right, yeah.
It would match that Land Rover and Mercedes lineup in his driveway. Well, no, no, we're working on this little peewee thing. And at least he got some nice steaks this year. So we did some nice strip steaks. And the funny thing is I've got him sitting out on the counter, and he's kind of a micromanager, you know, because he's got nothing to do.
Right.
So he walks in and he sees the beef on the counter, and he doesn't say anything to me. He's talking to everybody else like, hey, shouldn't those steaks be in the fridge, you know? And he must have said it about 8 times, and I finally heard it, and I said, Danny, we bring them up to room temperature before we put them on the grill. Oh, okay. They turned out great.
Yeah.
Mine was medium rare. My other brother-in-law, medium rare. And everybody else wanted a medium. Right. He wanted his kind of on the well-done side.
Well, that speaks to the dinky grill and not knowing to warm them up. Yeah.
And, so that was good. So the next day, we have chicken breasts, and he buys this. He must have went to a big box store, a bag of frozen, you know.
Yeah. Pucks.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I managed to thaw them in advance. I put some nice oil and some citrus and some stuff on them, and then I showed my brother-in-law, who always helps me grill. I help him. So I showed him how my little secret to taking care of a breast, where you cut the skinny part off, and so you end up with 2 pieces. And don't you know, brother-in-law Dan's complaining that I didn't grill enough chicken.
God. Did he buy enough chicken?
Why didn't you grill it all? I said, because we can't fit it all in the grill.
Yeah.
And we had chicken left over.
Sure.
But he's a big man, so he's always worried about not getting seconds. It was a lot of fun. But the chicken dilemma, it was just something else. Make sure you go to thegrillingguys.com, look on the right side, and check out our sponsors over there. Click to their links if you're looking for their current deals. I know there's people always need a ThermoPen. People need digital thermometers. That's the place to get them. It's ThermoPen. It's what Jop and I use. It's what any pro uses. You can get them starting at $29.
Right.
And they're phenomenal. They read
thermal pop.
Yeah.
Yep, that works good.
Yeah, they do. They read in 3 seconds.
Right.
And that's the key. If you're looking, you're not cooking, so you don't want that lid open.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that is the number one tool that if you could only have one tool in your barbecue arsenal, it would be a digital thermometer.
But you'll see the link to Standard Lumber and Kitchens.
Lots of them.
You'll see the links to all sorts of things. Of course, Old World Olive Company and Schmoe's, and I'm going to forget our other sponsors right
Garrett's
now.
Garrett's is out there.
Garrett's.
Yep. Alan Bob's.
Yep, Alan Bob's.
And Henry.
So Henry.
Yeah, they're all there, man.
They are, and it's just a great place. We love it when you use our website because it gets a ton of traffic, and it helps our SEO, right?
Well, yeah, if you're concerned about your SEO, you might want to call your CEO. Because I don't know. At the end of that, the Grilling Guys has some great recipes out there, too, on that website. And I use it as a reference. You have Charlie Jabor, your late father-in-law. There's a marinade on there that is to die for.
It's the most hit recipe we have.
Right. And you
we probably talk about it more.
Right. But at the end of the day, get on there and check that out, thegrillingguys.com. And if you want to marinate a piece of beef and have it just be fabulous when you get it grilled to medium rare, that's the recipe that you
And you can
use.
Tweak any of these recipes because that's
because
what we've done.
They're Bob's, and that's all he ever does to a recipe.
What we've done.
Right, is tweak a recipe.
I'm happy to admit it. Also, top right, you'll see a headset, and you can click on there and set this show up as a podcast because right. It's free. And we'll send it to your phone every week, right. Courtesy of Bri and Chaz, and they'll ship that baby off to you with a little kiss.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about how to plan for your new deck. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are better made.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Bob, Standard Lumber has a lot of interest from our customers in the decking area. We're going to cover a little bit of that today. In the next segment coming up, we're going to talk to an expert by the name of Ryan Cox. We'll chat with him in the next segment. But right now, just wanted to talk about laying out a deck. But before we do that, I think we missed the beer of the week from Siciliano.
Siciliano's beer of the week. How could you even forget that?
Yeah, I didn't forget it.
You're
had it in my hand.
Pounding it.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So their beer of the week is a Mexican lager, it's called, L-O-G-G-E-R. Comes out of Colorado. It's a Mexican-style lager. And this is about the fourth or fifth beer I've had from these people. They're called Ska. And back in the 90s or 80s, my nephew got me listening to ska music. It was a style of music largely, I think, followed by skiers.
Yeah?
Yeah, it came with a hat. So it was just a style. It was
right.
It was an eclectic, weird little group of music, but that's me all over.
This is a pretty good beer.
Isn't it?
It comes in a bright neon green can. Got a big Mexican guy with a chainsaw in his hand, and it's called the Mexican Lager.
It's going down well.
And you know what? Once again, our friends at Siciliano's Market, they'll let you buy this stuff by the can. This one's $2 a can on the buy a single. I'm sure you get it for a six-pack, a little less than
you
that.
Do.
But
you do.
This is kind of a – I'm going to say it's a Corona-ish type beer. But
if you want to have a Corona but you want to drink a Michigan beer – this is Corona on steroids because it doesn't have – you don't even have to put a lime in this one.
Well, but this is not – this is a Colorado beer, Bob. This is not a Michigan beer. Durango,
I'm
Colorado.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's
but
American
that's all right.
Beer.
But it's America, baby. We're America. But, hey, here's to the Mexican lager and our friends at SKA Brewing.
It's so, really good.
Yep. It is very good.
Really good. Might even be good with a lime in it. It doesn't need it, but the can is a lime color, so –
two thumbs up from the grilling guys on the Mexican lager. So
overall plan for a new deck. You were talking about putting a new deck on. And many dads have built decks.
Sure.
And you research or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you have several different ways to do your foundation. And you get advice from every brother-in-law and neighbor that's doing it or
absolutely
has done it. And I think it's a big topic. And I'm glad we're touching on it because every grill needs a deck.
It does, and every deck needs a plan, because there's three or four things that we're going to touch on that you want to consider if you're standing at the back of your house by the slider and you're either going to tear one off or you're going to adjust the size of the one that's there, right? But the first thing is that I think, how are you going to use the deck? Barbecue Bob and I would like to have an outdoor kitchen on our deck, right? I mean, if I could have any deck in the world, it would have an outdoor kitchen on it, and there'd probably be a little cover over part of that so that if I was out in inclement weather, because that doesn't stop me from grilling, but that would just make me a little more comfortable.
I bet you everybody listening wants that outdoor kitchen.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. Yep, you're exactly right. So that takes a lot of space, and it takes a lot of planning, right? What are you going to have out there? I know, Bob, I have seven grills,
yeah.
Right? I don't think that I need all seven of them on the deck, but you know what? I want one of each type. And I've got a gas grill, I've got a charcoal grill, I've got a pellet grill, and I got a smoker. So there's four right there. Do the math. That's going to take up a lot of real estate on a deck for a grilling guy. Then obviously you need prep space between these things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just – you got to have a place to set your platter of meat or to set your beer or to set your sauces, your tools, anything. All of that stuff has to be part of the plan. And then, of course, the budget is another thing. I mean, if we had unlimited budgets, it'd be really cool, but you got to balance that with what materials. And we're going to talk again in the next segment about some decking materials that are out there. But to me, the plan is more important than the construction. The construction is maybe equally as important, but I need, and how many people are going to be out there is another thing. I mean, your family, when they all get together, you fill a deck, man. You'll feel a lot of deck. I've been to those gatherings at your house, just your immediate family, your kids and their spouses or boyfriends and girlfriends and
right.
Your grandchildren now.
Well, and that was one of the things I was going to mention. My back deck is 44 feet long.
Right.
And
about
and there's
10
two,
foot deep.
There's two other decks on it. But even at 44 feet, I think it's 44. Might be bigger, but I think that's what it is. Even at that, my wife is vying for real estate. No matter what turf I want to grab, she thinks I'm grabbing too much.
Right.
So I've got just two grills on my back deck and a stainless roller cart I got at Garrett's.
Right.
And she wants me to tighten up my space.
Well,
that's a marital problem more than a deck problem.
Well, it is and it isn't, though, because I bet it's common.
I bet it is.
And
so my point is, make sure you plan that kitchen area when you're building your deck, and build it in a way that gives you your space and doesn't block the traffic. If the deck is open on both ends like mine is,
mm-hmm.
Make sure you make a bump out there so that your kitchen is sort of on an extended portion of it.
Right. And one other thing that I would tell you is that at least in Michigan, where we are in West Michigan, our prevailing wind is west to southwest.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put all of your cooking equipment on the west end of your deck, you're smoking out your guests.
That's where
as
mine
you're cooking.
Is. That's where
right.
mine is.
I understand. If you have the option to do this and it makes sense in your layout, put that stuff on the east end. It doesn't always blow from the west,
but
predominantly
and
it doesn't.
And it's really depends on how your backyard
that's
is laid out,
if
where
you
your
the,
door is.
Right, yeah. If you have the capability to do it. Right.
Wouldn't work for me. I was going to build a new kitchen out by the pool, but in the winter, we don't go back there.
Sure.
Because it's full of snow. It's got the winter cover on. It's a hazard. We keep the gates locked.
Yep.
I don't want to walk way back there.
Well, and it is. It's a long ways. That's the other thing that's probably another important factor is your cooking equipment and its proximity to your kitchen, right? Because you're going to cook stuff outside, but you're going to most of the time, well, 50-50 in the summer maybe, you bring it in or you eat out on the patio. How far do you have to walk with trays full of cooked or uncooked product back and forth that if you can get that closer to an entry door into your kitchen where you're preparing maybe the rest of your meal?
Mm-hmm.
Seating, there's another thing. Do you have rectangular tables? Do you have round tables? Do you have oblong tables? Those all take a different amount of space,
yeah.
You know, when you're planning your deck out. But these are all things that, given a clean slate, then consider all of these things before you just start buying 2x12s and slamming out deck design.
And, of course, 19, 90 when I built mine. It was me and my brother-in-law, Paul, who was at Brother's Weekend.
Right.
He's my right-hand man. He put in all my underground plumbing. He's a plumber. Helped me lay out all that decking. I just built a deck.
Sure.
I needed a deck because it was 12 feet off the ground, and I had a 9-foot slider that was open, and somebody was going to miss that step.
Right.
So did I know I was going to be such a grill freak back then? No. I had an old Fiesta gas grill.
Right, right. But those things, and there's more, I'm sure, but those are the things that we sit down and we need to consider when we're putting a deck together. But coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about materials. There's a guy named Ryan Cox from Standard Lumber up in Ludington, and he is our corporate decking material expert, and we're going to talk to him about different kinds of decking. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com, Garrett'sAppliances.com.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
With The Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see The Grillin' Guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Barbecue Bob, we're talking a little bit about the back deck and planning one, whether you're doing a renovation or a new one. And one of the discussions that always comes up is, what materials do I use?
That's right. That's right. That's why it's time to hit the deck. Summer's coming.
Right.
You know, and this next guest is important because when I built, there was no such thing as synthetics.
Right.
And now 30 years later, I'm replacing boards and all this, and I'm going to be wanting to talk to this guy because I want a makeover.
Right. Well, now live on the grilling line, we've got Ryan Cox from Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens, and he is a deck material expert. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Well, hi, Randy. Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You know what? Thanks for making time. So let's get right into this. What kind of materials are available, and what are like the pros and cons of a deck material? If I'm walking into the store saying, hey, you know what? My deck needs a redo.
Yeah, so the decking industry, you know, in the last few years have changed so much. Like Bob was saying, before you had the option of, you know, your wood deck and what type of wood species you wanted to put down and all the maintenance that comes with that. So now there's quite a few different materials out there, anywhere from, you know, South American hardwoods to what we're really seeing people put in their backyards is composites. And composite decking it's changed, you know. There used to be a couple colors, you got a gray or a brown. But now you're seeing colors out there that it looks like real wood. It gives you the same textures, the same colors, but yeah, it's something that's gonna last for 50 years. and your maintenance, that's simply taking a hose and washing it off, you know, a couple times a year at that.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for joining us. First of all, I want to know the brand you sell. And secondly, when these things first came out, they were incredibly expensive. I'm sure they're still not the price leader, because that's always going to be basic Southern Yellow Pine pressure treated. But how has that competitive nature of building products affected the retail price? A guy like me coming in, you know, is it now 20% less? Is it now 30% less than it was, say, 10 years ago?
Oh, we've seen prices drop over 30% in composite over the last 30 years. You know, the brands we carry, TimberTech brands, so TimberTech, AZEK, we're a Trex dealer. We also have Fibron. You know, if there's a brand of composite out there, likelihood is we can get it. Our main line, though, is a TimberTech and AZEK products. And you're right, pricing has come down dramatically. So a composite deck now starts at $1.75 a linear foot.
Wow. That's got to be close to the cost of pressure treated.
It's getting down there. It's still not. You're still looking about double the price of pressure treated. But what it makes it is much more affordable. You're not paying.
You're not five times as much, right? It was about five times the price. So my deck's 30 years old. My 2x10s are in nice shape. I have a double perimeter plate at 2x12. All my stringers are good. I've doubled up a bunch of them because I had a hot tub up there at one time, and I moved that. So can I literally just pop those boards off and put composite down? What's that look like?
Yeah, in most cases, you can pop those off. You want to make sure your spacing on your joist
16.
Is no greater than 16 inches if you're putting composite or
that's good to know.
Decking down.
Never heard that before, but I can see why, because with the heat and being a plastic product, it could sag if you didn't have the proper supports. And
exactly,
and when that sags, it stays that way. Kind of like wood.
Yeah. Yep, just like wood. So
yeah, if you're building a deck and putting it on 24 inches. If you're building a deck and putting it on 24 inches, unless you've got like 2x12s for decking boards, you're going to have a problem.
Right.
Oh,
so,
yeah. So, yeah, you had a very economically minded builder if they're putting them on 24s.
So politically correct.
Yeah.
hey, Ryan, what are the top two or three questions that people need to have answered before they come in and say, hey, I want a new deck? What information would you say that they need to know when they come in?
Yeah, so one of the main things you want to know when you come in is, what does your substructure look like? Like Bob was just talking about, what's your spacing on your joists? Once we know that, then we step into, what do you want your deck to look like? Do you want it to be, the boards to be running all the same way? Or are you going to do any type of design in there? And then, how close to a real wood, finished wood look do you want on that deck?
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's a Hit the Deck Summer's Coming show. And right now we're talking to Ryan Cox from Standard Lumber and Kitchens in Ludington, Michigan. Dude, I grew up in Reed City, so I spent every summer in Ludington, and I know that town so well. Matter of fact, Shade Tree Mechanic is my niece and her husband, and I go up there all the time. It's just a great place. And I'm sure folks listening on 98.5, UPS 985, are in your area. That's the big stick up there.
Well, and Ryan's going to be humble, but he used to be the mayor of Ludington.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few years ago.
Right, yeah. So he knows Ludington pretty well as well. But
and we enjoy our decks up here.
Right.
Oh, of course, because, I mean, it's the perfect summer town. So I'm just curious, if I was going to build, say, my deck is 12 by 44, just for the main part of it, I guess I don't want to ask you to do the math on air, but compared to womanized, do you think I can get a synthetic from Standard for maybe double the price of womanized?
Oh, absolutely.
God, I'm going to do it.
Yep,
I'm going to do it.
And the thing is if you heard him mention early on in the conversation, There's four or five manufacturers, and they're highly competitive.
I'm going to make them all bid against each other.
Well, I mean,
people do that to me every day.
You know what, though? You don't have to because Standard Lumber will do that for you.
And we'll find the right deck and the right price line for you.
So
right.
Here's a cool little tip. If you've never built a deck and you're going to build one and you're going to Standard, and let's say I'm just going to go with pressure treated right now because we're newlyweds or whatever, and I can't spend the big bucks. I get it. When you look at a board from a cross-cut section, you look at the end of that board, you're going to see the grain going in one direction or another. And over time, that board, as it weathers in the sun, it's going to want a cup in one direction or another. If you look at the arc of the grain at that end cut, make sure it's arcing from bottom so that it's
a rainbow, it's not a bowl.
That's right. Make sure it's arcing at the top because otherwise it'll cup and it'll hold water, and it only warps worse than when it starts doing that.
That's right. Nice little tip there. Yeah. But
and you know, that brings up a good point. We've talked a lot about composite decking, but one of the cool features of Standard is we stock all premium treated lumber. So there's a lot of different grades of deck boards out there, just in the real wood. You know, and it goes in how tight that grain is and, you know, how long that decking is actually going to last.
Ooh, tight grain. He's getting me all excited. Ryan, we're going to have you back sometime, dude. You're a wealth of knowledge. And, of course, with Standard being our big sponsor, we certainly want to tell everybody about your business and the great things you're doing. So we appreciate so much you taking time for us. And I'll make sure Jop does a good job next week and gets out there and sells some of your product.
Hey, that sounds great. I appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah, that's Ryan Cox, Standard Lumber and Kitchens, Ludington. If you're up there in the UPS 985, go over and see those guys.
Yeah, one of seven stores that they have spread across the state. They all stock the same stuff. But coming up next, we're going to refurbish that old deck. And what grill do you want on yours? Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Stuff, man. I grew up in the 80s. I can dig it. But anyway, you are listening to Grilling Guys. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. We just had Ryan Cox on from Standard Lumber talking about deck materials. Guy's a wealth of knowledge, and he and all the other Standard locations can help you out with that stuff. But if you're not going to replace a deck, Bob, what about refurbishing it? And what that means is it might just mean is something as simple as cleaning it all the way down to tearing off those deck boards that we talked about with Ryan. But what are your thoughts there on that?
Well, I've been doing it for the last couple of years, so that's why it was a big point of interest to me. I think all decks are not created equal. And when I built mine, thank goodness my brother-in-law came up and helped me because it was 95 degrees in the sun, and yep. I don't work well in the sun. Right. He outpaced me. I was getting a headache. It was killing myself, but I had to get those stinking boards on. Yeah,
hydrate.
Well, you got to hydrate, but I'm a Nordic, man. I can go out in the snow and do it, but in that sun, no. I need my Lebanese brother-in-law to do it. It just stands to reason.
Wow.
Well,
all right, then.
Think about it. It's no, genetics.
I get it. Yeah.
Can't help it. I'm a freaking iceberg.
Right, yep. So, you know, I power washed mine again. It's the annual spring rite of passage.
Yeah.
Is I get the power washer out and
your back deck.
Yep. And the one thing that you always have to be afraid of is getting the pressure too close to the wood, and then you start splintering the wood.
Yeah, you open up the grain.
And you open up the grain. You blow the soft wood out, and the hardwood's there. I'm not here to tell you how to power wash your deck, but you got to be careful, and a little slip. I mean, you just drop that thing a little too close to the deck. You made the mistake, and it shows up when you're
in the groove.
Right now, because I do it every year. I don't usually put any solutions or anything on.
I don't either.
But my deck's on the north side of my house, and so I get mold. Right, I don't get direct sunlight enough to dry things out.
That's not slippery when wet, is it?
Oh my God, yeah. Skate out there after it's been raining with a plate full of steaks.
Who hasn't had their feet above their head?
Yeah, exactly. But the thing I want to talk about is what to do around the grill, because invariably on my gas grill, you get drippings that fall through. They don't all burn, and then it drips down, and I don't have the little mat underneath my grill. I got a pedestal grill.
Right.
And so I had some grease on the deck. And I thought, bleach? No, I think that's going to leave a really strong light mark on there. And so I went and used some just degreaser, a solution that is made to remove grease off of surfaces, right? And sprayed some of that on, left it on there for 4 or 5 minutes, and then hit it with the power washer. I had to do it twice, but I was able to get the grease stains out of the wood. And I think it's because it's sealed. That's the other thing when you refurb the deck is once I got it power washed, then I'm going to seal it with some sort
of Thompson's
product or one of the others that are out there. I mean, I don't have any particular favorite.
I use Thompson's. It's the brand, and it's always done well for me.
Right. But even that, it only, you power wash it, you're taking some of that off of it.
$20 a gallon.
Right, yeah.
It ain't cheap.
Right.
How about what grills and smokers can you put on your deck? I was whining like a little, about Mama giving me grief about too many grills. Now, in her defense, I did have four of them and a deep fryer.
Right.
And now I'm down to two with a big stainless cart. And the way it's laid out, it's her biggest complaint is it just looks ugly right now. I've got one synthetic table, which is a beautiful table if you had more matching. And then I've got a stainless table, and then I got my Cajun grill. So it's right now I'm just discombobulated. When I redo that end and I'm going to put a roof over it, I'm going to build an outdoor kitchen, and I'm going to put a countertop down, so it's all going
to
match.
I'll be there
to
help you, brother.
That's more what she's interested in.
Well, sure.
Because
she's interested in
aesthetics.
Yeah.
And I am too. I hate the thought of, but you know what? This vinyl, it's just like made out of decking. It's a polypropylene, probably. It's a food grade plastic cabinet. The thing was $600. It wasn't cheap, but it has my tech infrared on it, and it does a great job, but it's not perfect. I made a stainless top for it, but it's not perfect. You know.
Well, you made do with what you had.
I did.
You know, and it seems like to me, I remember that we took a kitchen out of a home and we brought
you
all
did.
The granite over to
I have one
your
piece
house.
Of that granite, love.
Right, yep.
And it doesn't really match anything. So.
Right, well, there you are. I mean, so you're piecing it together, and I get it, right? I mean, because if you're going to do that right, it's $20,000. I mean, when you're and that's a lot for a lot of people to throw on a deck.
It's a lot for me,
right? And
I want to retire somebody. My wife keeps telling me.
Well, but you got to retire with a nice deck once you get it done. Don't retire until you
I
get
keep
that
telling
done.
Her that. Right. That's the argument we have about a pole barn. You don't need a pole barn. We got to retire.
Yeah,
it's like, when I retire, I have to have a pole barn.
Yeah, got a place to go, right? Right? Yeah.
I got to run with a big screen. So you got to get mama's approval on the back deck is the long and the short of it, wherever you end up with on your deck.
But in my opinion, you need one of every flavor out there if you have the flexibility.
Says the guy who's not married.
Right. But there you go. There you go. But, I mean, you got a smoker.
You're in the minority.
You got a pellet grill, charcoal and gas. And a lot of people don't have all of those. But if you've got all of those and more like we both do, then I might try to put all of those out there. The deep fryer, the grease is a mess.
I'm trying to figure out in my new perfect world, I want the deep fryer out there. I've got it kind of at the end of the deck right now in that little cove. It's sitting on a metal pad, and it's so out of the way that I never use it. I want it incorporated as part of that new kitchen. It's just fun to use.
Yours makes a roaring noise, which is impressive.
Which I love. It sounds like a Harley, and I don't have one.
Right, yeah. And then, but you're right. I mean, and there's nothing better than fresh fries or fresh fish. It is good. It's just
another the job.
And the beautiful part about that is having the fryer outside.
Right.
All the smoke and all the smell.
And I don't deep fry that much, but when I do, I love it.
Right.
Like fish. Perfect place.
And it doesn't have to be all just a giant ball of fat. I mean, you can use the right oils, and you're giving yourself
a... No, you got to use peanut oil. You can't use the right oils. You got to use one that won't blow up.
Well, I understand, but there's, you know, you got canolas and you got peanut oil.
Yeah, flash point's got to be really high. Yeah. Well,
350 is good enough to cook anything, right? But, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been up to 375, 400 plenty of times because it just... It's a Harley.
Right. Yeah, it just goes there.
So we're digressing. I've got a little funny story. So I was in North Carolina on this lake. We take the he's got a Tri-Tune with a 300-horse outboard on it. 250.
Water rocket.
Yeah, it is. We cruise to this restaurant.
And you got and 10 just, guys on this thing.
Yes. It's kind of an odd image.
Motley-looking group.
Got,
right?
Yes, yeah. 10 guys. But regardless... We did catch some crap because we didn't have any girls on our boat.
Right, right. You can get that.
So we got to the restaurant, and it just reopened, and it's probably hard to have a restaurant on a seasonal place like that. And I'm all excited because I saw pollock and grouper. So I ordered fish.
Fresh caught?
So I ordered frit. No, I knew it wasn't going to be because we're not that close to the ocean. So I ordered it, and you could see the manufacturing stamp on the beer batter, and it was, one of those. Just a little side. Back to the getting mama's approval. You got to lay this deck out. You got to get her to buy in, is the long and the short of it, so that when you're trying to redo it, you don't have the same problem I've got right now where I'm vying for space.
Right. Yep, and if you get a chance, hard pipe your gas in so you don't have to carry those.
Those
containers of propane.
Oh, definitely. And, so let's do a little man love. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds great. Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a man, 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 a man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
In these trying times, Jop. I think this is a really good man law, and it's legit. Every now and then you run into a circumstance where something startles the heck out of you or scares the women or whatever, and people start to hold their breath. Today's man law is don't panic. Men shall remain calm in the face of danger. A man is a pillar of strength, man law.
There you are. You are.
And if you do panic... You can't save the day.
Coming up, an old fashioned and a cover on your deck. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids, and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
You're listening to Grilling Guys, the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber, Standard Kitchen Studios. And Barbecue Bob, you had a great time on this man's weekend, brother's weekend that you go on. Mm-hmm. I'm always jealous when you head down to that thing because I don't have
your brothers, brother-in-laws.
We don't get together. No. And it would be cool if we did. And you do it as an annual tradition, which is kind of fun.
And it was funny because my old job years ago, I used to take all my dealers to Canada. So I decided to take my brothers to Canada, and I took my brothers up there. And then I told all my brother-in-laws about it, and I said, "I'll take you guys up there." And we did it, and they said, "Man, we've never done anything like this before." And they're such a tight, big group that they've decided to get together. We went to Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame one year. We've done something every year since then. That was like 20 years ago.
Right.
And so, yeah, they're a lot of fun.
But you always come away with something new.
Well, it's just, you know.
Or something new that was
old. 4 or 5 days with family. So there's a little bit of stuff that gets old. But for the most part, these guys are really easy to spend time with.
Right.
So we had a lot of fun. But my brother-in-law, Paul.
Do they say that about you too?
No.
Okay. Just checking. They know the same Bob I know then.
They're dying to get rid of me, but if he cooks one more.
So you came back with an old fashioned recipe on a drink that.
Well, my brother-in-law Paul wanted an old fashioned, and I promised him I'd make him some. Well, I get to North Carolina, and the further we get out of Raleigh, the less there are any options for anybody who knows anything about bitters or simple syrup.
Right.
So, unfortunately, I didn't bring them with me, which I should have done. So I'm thinking, okay, I got to improvise. So I went to the Piggly Wiggly. And the best I could do was I asked if they had any agave. And he goes, what?
Yeah.
I said, okay, how about honey? Do you have honey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got honey. Agave, you want some agave? Yeah. So you should have seen the looks on their faces. Yeah. I had the whole place searching for this stuff. So I got some honey, and I got some lime juice, and I got an orange, and we had already bought the bourbon somewhere else. So I substituted the simple syrup for honey and the bitters for lime juice, and I grated some orange peel, and it actually turned out great.
Right.
So you can compromise like that, but... The thing I wanted to hit about the deck is, how about a cover?
You know, I like a retractable or removable, maybe retractables.
Yes.
I don't know.
But, I love them. Right. And that's a note I made here. There's a company called TaylorMade.
Okay.
That's really big in Detroit. And I think
they make golf clubs
I think they're
too.
Made in Michigan. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
No, it's spelled differently. But they make a retractable... And you can crank them. You don't have to get the electric.
Right.
You can just crank it out. They build them really beefy. They're not like the one they sell online. It's made in China. This one's made in Michigan, and it's called TaylorMade, and they're really nice. You're going to spend a couple $1,000, long and the short of it.
But it creates shade when you need it, and it doesn't when you don't. That's the beauty of the retractable.
And you can retract it in the winter.
Right. Yep, get it out of the weather. And, you know, the thing I would tell you to do is make sure when you retract those and roll them up, they're dry.
And there's nobody rolled up in it.
Right, yeah. But that whole thing about if you had a rain, you got to let it stay out until it completely dries because you'll get mold and mildew on it and it won't look good.
That's good advice.
Yeah. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We really appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hope you had a little bit of fun with us this week, and we're looking forward to talking with you next week. Take care.
Woo!